Welcome to the AE Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything. Hi, I'm Hazel Bartlett-Zias, and our guests today are Sophia Gershman.
Hi.
And Isa Vardell.
Hey.
And they're going to be joining us because they both have deep connections to this poem that we'll be talking about later in this episode. Today, we're going to be analyzing and discussing a poem called Mothers by Nikki Giovanni. Before we talk about the poem, I'm going to briefly touch on Nikki's background. Nikki Giovanni is an American poet, writer, and activist. She was born in 1943 in the United States, Tennessee. She attended Fisk University, University of Columbia, and the University of Pennsylvania. Her awards include the NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Literacy Work, as well as the American Book Award. Before we analyze the poem, I'm going to read it. The last time I was home to see my mother, we kissed, exchanged pleasantries and unpleasantries, pulled warm, comforting silence around us, and read separate books. I remember the first time I consciously saw her. We were living in a three-room apartment on Burns Avenue. Mommy always sat in the dark. I don't know how I knew, but she did. That night I stumbled into the kitchen. Maybe because I've always been a night person, or perhaps because I'd wet the bed. She was sitting on a chair. The room was bathed in moonlight, diffused through those thousands of panes landlords who rented to people with children were prone to put in the windows. She may have been smoking, but maybe not. Her hair was three quarters her height, which made me a strong believer in the Samson myth, and very black. I'm sure I just hung there by the door. I remember thinking, what a beautiful lady. She was very deliberately waiting, perhaps for my father to come home from his night job, or maybe for a dream that had promised to come by. Come here, she said. I'll teach you a poem. I see the moon sees me. God bless the moon, and God bless me. I taught it to my son, who recited it for her, just to say we must learn to bear the pleasures as we have borne the pain. Okay, so now we're going to analyze the poem. What do you think is the literary meaning of this poem?
Yeah, so I think to paraphrase this poem, it's about a daughter looking back at her memories and experiences with her mother.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I see. So what do you think is the meaning of this poem beyond its literary meaning?
Well, on the surface, the poem is telling the story of a time that the author spent with her mother in their old apartment, where she was, like, able to reflect on her childhood and how her mother acted while raising her.
Yeah, but on a deeper level, the poem illustrates the way a lot of mothers have the belief to shield their children from their past traumas.
Yeah, totally. And to add on to that, I think it's also about how, even besides these efforts, their children can still, like, to some level tell that they're going through something and how that resonates with them growing up.
Okay, and what do you think is the attitude of this poem? Like, going back to your paraphrase, is she looking back on her childhood memories in a good way or a bad way?
Well, I think there are two ways to interpret the emotions of this poem. Mm-hmm. One is to look at it in a sad way, about how hard it was for her to see her mom struggling. And the other is to look at it in a happy way, and how she was super grateful for all that her mother did for her.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's both. Like, in the moment, she seems sad for her mom, and the poem illustrated the time as dark and somewhat lonely, but looking back as an adult, she seems, like, grateful for her mother and describes her as a beautiful woman for all that she had to go through.
So, we haven't talked about this yet, but I'm assuming you guys have the same answers as me. Let me know if they're different. For shifts throughout the poem, I found from line 1 to 6 and line 36 to 40. She's talking in a more adult perspective, looking back on what happened with her mom. But I think from line 7 to 35, she's talking in a more, the perspective that she had as a child, and almost talking through those childhood memories and just recalling what happened when she was younger. Going back to the title of the poem, now that we talked about all this, what do you think it means?
Well, I think that maybe the title is called Mothers instead of mother, or my mom, because she's talking about the shared need to protect her children among all or most mothers.
Okay, speaking of that, your mother took part in an interview talking about this poem. What did she say?
Yeah, I asked her if she ever feels the need to shelter my brother and I from her past traumas.
What'd she say?
She said, "Parents and grandparents often try to shield their children from their own past traumas to protect them from emotional harm and to provide a more stable and positive upbringing. One example of how this might manifest is refraining from discussing family estrangement within my own family. My mother, Sophia's grandmother, had been estranged from her older brother for over 20 years. He passed away 2 months ago, and my mother experienced significant regret over all the things that could have been, and the lost time that they can now never get back together. My kids never knew about the reasons behind this estrangement. By shielding them from this unhealthy family dynamic, we all hope to create a more positive, secure, and loving environment for them all to thrive in."
I wonder how many mothers relate to that. How did this poem relate to you?
Yeah, so I think I play the role of the mom and the child. I often feel my mom's trauma bearing down on her, and I feel the need to protect my own younger brother from my mom's trauma and my own. I think you guys can relate to this too, right? You guys both have siblings.
Yeah, actually, I do. I have a younger sister who I tried my hardest to shield from the problems that my family go through.
Yeah, well, for me, the poem talks a lot about how she could still tell what was going on for her mom, even though she tried to hide it, and I think I can relate to that. Like, growing up, like, when my family would go through things, my mom would try to make it seem all okay and, like, an adventure instead of a stressful situation. Mm-hmm. And even though it definitely made things better for me and my brother, I think there was, like, this unspoken knowledge that I had that she was going through things and taking care of two kids on her own in the middle of, like, a complicated situation, which I didn't really consciously think about until later.
Wow, that's powerful. So, what lines of the poem portray that specifically?
Well, I think the line, like, "I remember the first time I consciously saw her," really resonated with me.
I also love that metaphor.
Speaking of metaphors, did you guys find any more metaphors or figurative language within the poem? For example, I found, "Mommy always sat in the dark." I don't know how I knew that, but she did. I think this metaphor is about, like we talked about earlier, knowing that your mother is going through something, even though they try not to show it. Although it can also be taken as figurative language, this is what I interpreted. Does anyone else have anything?
Yeah, one I found was, "We pulled a warm, comforting silence around us and read separate books." And I think this is about them starting separate chapters of their lives.
Yeah, I found the personification, "The Moon Sees Me," on line 34. And this is the part of the poem when her mother is telling her this poem that she really likes. And this is a personification because this poem, she's added living traits to the object, so moons don't actually see. And I chose this because in African culture, the moon symbolizes femininity and women who are powerful but also beautiful. And it also symbolizes growth, and I think that's a lot about what this poem is about.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you, Sophia and Isa, for joining me on this episode where we talked about Nikki Giovanni's poem, Mothers. We hope this episode was beneficial and impactful, and we hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. This podcast was created, produced, recorded, researched, and edited by Hazel Bartlett-Sias,
Sophia Gershman,
and Isa Vardell.
Hopefully, you have a deeper understanding of this poem and the meanings we found within it. And again, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to check out the rest of this AE podcast series.